Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
You know, when I was preparing for this message, kanina lang, no, mga 3 minutes, pinapare ko yung message na to. Hindi, kanina, mga umaga, afternoon, my wife caught me playing this game called Contra. Alam niyo ba yung Contra? Okay, kasi bagong-bago, di ba? Old school! Bagong-bago yan. If you're a 90s kid, if you grew up in the 90s, you're probably familiar with this. Ito yung version namin ng, actually, hindi to 3D. 1D lang to, one dimension. Kasi left or right, atras avante lang to. And actually, may version na ngayon siya sa iOS. If you have an Android phone or iOS phone like Apple, you can download that. Hindi ako nag-create niyan. Okay, hindi ako kikita dyan. But it's just so good to, you know, to go back to, you know, and go down to memory lane and relive your memories when you were young. So, hindi yun yung point ko. Yung point ko, nahuli ako ng asawa ko. Anong ginagawa mo? Tapos message mo, hindi pa, pero nag-enjoy ako. Pero may relevant tong ginagawa ko sa message ko ngayon. So, in short, nagpe-prepare talaga ako while playing. But anyway, kung hindi kayo familiar sa game na to, can you go on to the next slide? Yan yung first level ng Now, if you are... 100 lives, man, bro. Mario yung 100 lives. 30 lives lang yan. Okay. If you are not familiar with that, yung game na yan, okay, merong iba-ibang level yan. May point to, just hang on with me. Okay, by the way, I'm a youth pastor, so that's why I have packaged my preaching. So, but there's relevant endpoints here. Okay, just hang on with me. Now, yung concept ng game na yan, there's different levels. So, ang kailangan mo lang gawin, papatay mo lang lahat ng haharang sa'yo at bumabaril sa'yo. So, I think there are several levels. I think, if I am not mistaken, there are like 10 levels. Now, here's the catch with that game. At the start of the game, you only have 3 lives for you to finish all their level. Now, if you are a game expert, I don't know if it's virtually possible for you to complete that stage. Why? Because it's not gonna last you for the next stage. Kasi kahit gano'ng kagaling, it's impossible for you to finish this game. And I don't know how the creator thought of this, but I think the game was designed for you to fail. 3 lives, 10 stages. With gazillions of bullets and people and enemies running around you, how can you survive that? But here's the twist of this game. Okay, that's the twist na to. I think the creator also made it possible na hindi lang siya designed for you to fail, but also it is designed for you to depend on the creator of the game. So ang ginawa ng creator, in a secret code, naglabas siya ng code, ng password, para magkaroon ka ng 30 lives. So, ang code pala, bago mag-start yung game, up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, A, B, A, B, select, start. Ah! Galing ko, no? Iba sa inyo. Ano sinasabi nito? Now, because of that code, you were able to, what, receive 30 more lives. And because of that, victory was made possible for you to complete all the stages. And this, at the end of the stage, you will kill the alien invader of the island. Then nasa kaya ka sa helicopter, sabihin sa'yo, good job, mission complete. Yes. And ano yung relevant na pinag-uusapan natin ngayon sa game at sa buhay? You know, I read somewhere, life is like a game. It's either you go on, continue, or quit. If you quit, you lose. Ganun dala yung buhay. And I believe also, with so much comparison and similarity with lives and games, alam niyo ba yung buhay natin? I don't know if you're aware of it, but life in this world is designed for you to fail. Yes, you know why? Because since sin entered in this world, there's no way for this world to what? To be successful. That's why God has to make a solution to send His Son, Jesus Christ, so that this world could be redeemed. So apart from Jesus Christ, this world is rigged for you to fail. There's no way you can be successful in this life. And life is like, you know, facing battles every day. Are you aware of that? Life is about facing challenges one at a time. Life is facing struggles one at a time. And let me identify for all of us 4 battles that we face every day. And for some of you here, you may be in a different season. You're married, you're single, you're a student, whatever season in your life, I believe, makaka-relate kayo sa apat na battles na ini-encounter natin, that we encounter every day. The first battle is battle for financial freedom. We face this every day, right? In fact, at this very moment, you're thinking how much money you have in your pocket. Right? Papasok na uli bukas, may pamasahe pa kaya ako. Will my budget gonna last till the week sa Biyernes pa yung sahod? This battle is very real in our lives and we think it's normal. No, it's not normal. Because whenever we face this, there's certain stress level that we're encountering. And we have to face it whether you like it or not. Eh, hindi ka naman nagigising sa isang umaga na umuulan ng pera, di ba? Uy, sayang, mayroon. Wala namang ganun. Why? Because everything in this world, since sin corrupted this world, they're all fallen. It has all fallen. Nalaglag na lahat. So you have to face this battle. How many of you want financial freedom in your life? Your family? Lahat tayo. Kaya lumalaban tayo, kaya kumakayod tayo. But paminsan, parang kulang. Parang hindi sapat. Yung budget ko ganito, pero yung kinikita ko ganito lang. Bakit kaya? Next battle that we face is what we call battle for fulfilling marriage. If you are a married person in this room, kasama mo yung asawa mo o hindi, we fight for this. We want a fulfilling marriage. You want yung first day na nagkita kayo, nagkakilala kayo, yung lagkit ng tinginan nyo, yung electricity na first time nag-holding hands kayo, parang after 5 years, parang nawala na. Parang wala na. Diba? Pero nung una pala, parang magdikit lang yung balahibo nyo. Umaganong ka na. Parang si Rex. Saka, huwag naman. You want that. Every day is like a battle for you. Magsalita yung asawa mo, hindi lumapasok, lumalabas. You talk, parang hindi na kayo mag-asawa, para kayong nag-discussion sa kalye. Or mamaya, meron kayong transaction. Alam yung transaction sa public office, magkano po, ganun na lang usapan ninyo. Sige, paalam. And you wanna fight for that, fulfilling marriage. I think, you know, if you will read your Bible, marriage is a picture of how God wants to relate with us. Because God says, as Christ loved his church, so husbands, love your wives. That's a picture. And you want a piece of heaven here on earth. And sometimes it's not naturally happening in our lives. Bakit ganon? We need to fight for it. We need to fight for it. What else? Battle for raising our family. If you are a parent here, I'm sure that one of the most challenging responsibility that you're facing right now is to raise your kids. I myself is a father. In fact, my wife's gonna give birth in a few weeks now. And Pastor, by the way, Pastor Will is now a father again because his wife just gave birth to a very beautiful daughter named Anissa 2 days ago, tama bro. And isa sa mga challenging role natin is mag-raise ng anak. And sometimes, because they are so challenging, minsan napupuno tayo and we will tell them, you know, when I was at your age, when I was at your time, I'm not doing the things that you're doing. But listen, please do not tell that to them. You know why? Because you were never at their age. You were never at their time. This generation, they have the world right at the very palm of their hand. You don't have that when you were young. You were just into comics. Black and white TV. Or kontra lang. They're very much exposed. And I think there's a challenge for this generation for us to raise them up. But it doesn't mean it's challenging. It doesn't mean it's not possible to raise a godly kids. But it's a battle that we have to face. Mas nakikinig pa yung anak nyo kaysa sa inyo. Ay, nakikinig pa yung anak niya, yung anak nyo, sa kaibigan niya kaysa sa inyo. Why is that? Or battle for purity and holiness. If you're a single person or you are in a ano man, say committed relationship, because the only committed relationship is marriage, or you are in a in the middle relationship, hopefully you would end up in marriage, or single, or a student. The battle for purity and holiness is an everyday battle. If you go out sa Marcos High, umunta ka sa EDSA, when you watch television, when you read newspaper, the magazines that you encounter, it's all designed for you to be impure and to be unholy. And the world will say that you just have to be open-minded. Walang bastos sa taong open-minded. That's not true. The reason you are open-minded is that when you find the truth, then you can grab the truth and grab the truth and embrace the truth. That's the reason why you have to be open-minded. And sometimes the world labeled that way so that we can be desensitized with these things. These are all the battles that we face every day. My question for us is, how can we win and be victorious with this battle? Kulang. Problema sa pamilya. Yung anak nagre-rebelde. Ito ko. Ang hirap. Bakit? Is this possible? Can I really be an overcomer? Can I really be victorious in times of battle and struggles and problems that I'm facing right now? You see, these problems are common. Don't be surprised if you encounter this problem. And later I'll tell you why you shouldn't be surprised. Because it is Jesus Christ himself who warned us with these problems. But there are two options for you. How are you going to go with problems and battles that you're facing? And it will determine how much of the victory that you will have. First is, the first option you can do if you encounter this problem is this. You face it on your own. You overcome it with your strength, overcome it with your intelligence, overcome it with your experience, overcome it with your connections, or overcome it with your looks. Minsan yung looks daw nakakatulong para overcome ng problem. Di ko alam bakit. Buti na lang meron ako noon. But you know what? Let me tell you something. I hope you hear this loud and clear. If you face the problem, the battles that you have in life just by your own, you will just end up frustrated. You know why? Because you are a limited person. And the greatest tragedy in this life is for people to think they can make it on their own just because they are good, just because they are intelligent, just because they have careers, just because they have everything in their lives. You know, I am convinced that you cannot make it on your own in this life. You know why? Apart from God, you know why I'm convinced? Because I have never yet to see a person raise a dead person from the dead. Kung kaya mo magbuhay ng patay, I think you can make it in this life. But none of us have ever done that. Why? Because only He who has the power, and that is God, that should be with us, can help us go through the battles that we face in this life. In fact, kapag may problema ka, kapag nai-stress ka, isang sign yun that you're trying to solve your problem on your own. Kung nai-stress ka, pataas altipasyon mo or whatever, isang sign yun na piniflesh mo yung problema. Hindi mo ini-spiritual. Because you have to remember, all problems are spiritual problems. Later, I'll show you. I'll explain that more. Or, we can solve and overcome the problems, the battles that we're facing, with another option. And what is that option? Remember the contra? You just get the secret code. So that you can win the up, up, down, down, left, right. So you can win this battle of life and be victorious at the end. You see, God is the creator of heaven and earth. And He holds the code for you to be victorious in this life. And don't just be proud not to hold on to it. Just go ahead and grab onto it. Because if you grab that secret code, victory is assured for you. No matter what kind of problems, troubles, battles you're facing right now. Can we give God praise for that? Now, ano ba tong secret code na to? Listen, hindi to secret. In fact, meron kayo niya, hawak nyo nga eh. Ito secret. Secret lang to sa mga taong ayaw makinig sa word ni Lord. Pero ito sikreto. If you're just gonna be humbling yourself before God, you can actually be victorious in every area, in every season of your life. Gusto nyo ba yun? Let's read Psalm 144. You know, there was a man named David. Si King David, okay, he was one of the most decorated kings during his time. In fact, if not the greatest king ever lived, okay, who hold a position like that. And this man, he faced so many troubles, battles in his life. But amidst of all the troubles and the battles that he encountered in his life, he emerged victorious. And I believe we can learn something from David that we can apply in our lives so that we can be victorious. If someone is successful in his life, don't you think we can learn something from that person? And I believe David revealed to us the secret how to be victorious in this life. By the way, David is a historical figure. Jews would testify that actually King David had ever lived. That is contrary to the people or the atheists are saying that Bible just a book is a book of fairy tales. It's not. It's a historical fact. So we will learn from the Psalm of David and how he declared God's goodness in his life and how and what is the secret code that's not secret at all for us to be victorious in this life. So Psalm 144 verse 1. It says here, ito yung mindset niya whenever he faces a battle. This is how he thinks. This is how he responds whenever he faces a battle. It says here, praise be the Lord, my rock. Take note of the word my rock. Who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Take note of that. My hands for war and my fingers for battle. Mamaya, babalikan natin yan. And then verse 2, it says there, He is my loving God, my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. Verse 3, O Lord, what is man that you care for him, that the son of man that you think of him? Verse 4, man is like a breath, and his days are like a fleeting shadow. Let's go back to verse 2. I want you to take note of that word. My. Isn't it obvious? When David faced battles in his life, this is how he responded. He says, He is my loving God, my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge. You know what the word my means for... In this concept, it means there is a personal relationship. There is an intimate relationship. That's why David has the confidence to say, my loving God. Not the loving God, not a loving God, but my loving God. There is a personal connection between David and his God. And for us to be victorious, to be an overcomer in every battle that we face, first secret that is not a secret is this. Acknowledge God's personal involvement in your life. You have to acknowledge that God should be involved personally in your life. If He is not personally involved in your life, He is not God in your life. He is God even though you don't acknowledge Him because He is God who will exist without your praise and worship and acknowledgement, but He will be a God to you if you will acknowledge Him as your personal God. My question, is He a personal God to you? If you are going through troubles, situations, battles that's beyond your comprehension, what is your response? My God, or pag-pray mo naman ako kasi sa victory daw, nagpe-pray. Sabihin mo naman sa mga brother, sister mo, pag-pray ako. Uy, di ba nangatin ka sa church? Baka naman pwede, bulong mo naman kay Lord para sa akin. You don't do that. Why? Because you can have that personal relationship with God. The reason David has the confidence to face his battles because he knows he has a personal God beside him. My personal God. Is he personal to you? Or is he just a concept? Or is he just a Sunday thing? Or is he just a religious thing? If it's personal to you, you don't have to be drugged to come in this church every Sunday because you look forward to meet your personal God. You know, David's greatest weapon whenever he encounters battles in his life, if you go to verse 1, it says there, "Praise be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." You know, David was a skilled man, a skilled soldier, but none of his skills, okay, that he took credit for because he is victorious. You know why he's victorious? Because David's greatest weapon is when his hands are together and his fingers are locked in prayer. That's when he is victorious. If you're encountering some problem financially today, and if you know that you have a personal relationship with God, your response is, hindi ka mangungutang. Ang respond mo una, tarasal ka. Hindi si HSBC or si Citibank ang una mong option. Lalak mo yung sarili mo sa loob ng kwarto, magdarasal ka. Kasi meron kang personal na Diyos. Hindi mo magagawa yun, wala kang confidence na gawin yun kung wala kang relasyon sa Diyos. That's why you have to be personal to you. He has to be personal to you. Kung may problema kayo sa marriage nyo and you know, there's situation in your life and then nagsisigawan na kayo, you know, if you have a personal relationship with God, you will always go to the opposite spirit. You will always take the humble side. It's no longer who's right or wrong. We're just one. You're trusting God. Your God. Your personal God. Who is the creator and the one who initiated this marriage will be the one who will bring light to your situation. If you're going through some tough times raising your kids, you know, you're going to trust God. Instead na sabihan mo na parang walang alam yung anak mo. I'm not saying huwag niyong pagalitan yung anak niyo. By all means, you know, you have the authority to give direction to your kids and you have the authority. God give you that authority. But sometimes we use that authority, we abuse the authority, feeling like we are God. You see, if you love your kids, God loves them more than you love those kids. Words like, wala kang kwenta, hindi ka na magbabago, will not come out from your mouth. Because you trust God. Because you have a personal relationship with God. If you're going through some battles against purity and holiness, against temptation, you know, saying no or saying yes is something you think through over time. Hindi yung pag may dumating lang na gwapo or maganda lang, you know, yes ka na kagad. Why? Because you trust God more than yung looks or ngiti nitong tao na ito nagpapakit sa'yo. Do we feel this? Do we follow this? You have a personal God. God should be personal to you. You know, I have a cell phone here. This is my cell phone. Right? If I need this cell phone, I have access to it 24/7. Right? Now, if you need my cell phone, you can borrow it, right? I can share it to you, right? If you need it, you sure, you can use it for a season. But you can't have a 24 access to this cell phone. You know why? This is my cell phone. This is not your cell phone. The same goes with our God. Do you want to have a 24/7 access with God? Don't share your friend's God. Don't share with your mother's God. Don't share with your boyfriend's God. You need to have your personal God. My God. Iba sa inyo na, ni-encourage ba ako? Ni-discourage ako? Isang gabi lang po ako nandito. Why? Because your mom cannot be with you every day, 24/7. Your brother, your friends, your small group leader cannot be with you 24/7. But if you have a personal God, He can be with you 24/7. And whatever situation you're going through right now, you can be an overcomer. Question is He your personal God? David said, my fortress, my stronghold, my refuge, my salvation, my provider. There's a relationship. Christianity is not religion. It's you having a relationship with Him. That's the first secret for you to become an overcomer. Second, let's go on to the next verse, verse 5, Psalm 144. It says here, part your heavens, O Lord. Now, this is David not just acknowledging God's personal involvement in his life. And this time, he is declaring the power of God. Part your heavens. Ito, buksan mo yung langit, O Lord, and come down and touch the mountains so that they smoke. Verse 6, send forth lightning, pagpadala ka ng kidlat, scatter the enemy, shoot your arrows and rout them. David is so convinced that God, the personal God that he has this power. Verse 7, stretch down your hand from on high. Lord, this is how big you are. You can reach down from heaven and deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters, from the hands of foreigners. If you want to be victorious with the battles that you are facing every day, second secret, that's not a secret, is this. You have to believe that God is powerful and has the power against all your battle. It's one thing to acknowledge that you have a personal God, but it's another thing to believe that He is powerful and capable for you to be rescued in whatever situations you're going through right now. I like what I said. All problems, all battles that we're facing right now, they're not just physical problems. They're not just flesh problems. They're all spiritual problems. You know why they're all spiritual problems? Because that's what the Bible says. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, it says here, verse 12, I'm sorry, for our struggle, for our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual force of evil in the heavenly realms. Do you hear that? The problems that we have right now, they're all spiritual. Your problems with money, it's a spiritual problem. Your problems with your marriage, it's a spiritual problem. Your problem with your kids, your children, you, children to your parents, that's all spiritual problem. More so, our problems and battles against temptation, immorality, or sexual immorality, they're all spiritual problems. Now, if we recognize that these are all spiritual problems, how are we going to overcome those spiritual problems? You tap on a spiritual power. And who is He? God. The creator of heaven and earth. The one who raised dead men from the dead. And that is Jesus Christ. Lahat ng problema, spiritual. And if you will try to solve problems with your flesh, intelligence, with your knowledge, with your experience, like what I said, you will just end up frustrated. If you're going to kill fire, you can't kill fire by fire. You have to kill fire with water. If you have problems, Bible says, Jesus is the living water. You know, last night, kami mag-asawa, nag-uusap kami. You know, when you are married, di ba, for 5 years, there's so much familiarity. And, you know, sabi nila, it's really important for you to develop that friendship. Because, you know, whether you like it or not, sometimes, nawawala na talaga yung kilig eh. The reason you stay together is first and foremost, it is your covenant first to God. Marriage is more than a feeling. It's your covenant first to God. The reason you stay in that marriage is because you made a covenant with God. So, nag-usap kami kagabi, and we were just talking, we were just discussing, you know, normal conversation between a man and a woman or husbands and wives. And sometimes it's normal for you to disagree. And one of their conversations, so nag-usap kami, and she was pointing out some point, and I countered it, and I thought it was right, and then she showed me another angle, and I realized it was wrong. And then she went on to say, you know, Jesus Christ died not just for a certain group of people, but also for the rest of people. Tama siya. And then she goes on and said, if you think that way, I think you need to be born again. I hate to say this, but you know, I think my wife is rejoicing now because I admitted I'm wrong right in front of you, and she's right. And hindi lang yan, sabi niya, she need to, you know, there's something wrong in you if your wife said you need to be born again, right? And she's talking to a pastor. And sabi niya, don't you know that there's such thing as a spiritual emotional loss? So we were just talking about, you know, medyo deep issues with the people that around us. And you're preaching it, right? Right, pastor? It's like, okay to ah. Lakas mo makalalaki ah. And then she went on to say, gusto mo mag-altar call ako ngayon? You wanna give your life to Jesus right now? It's like, how many of you here, if you had that conversation, there's two options. Either you spend in flesh, you snap out, you walk away, you don't talk to that person for the next 20 years of your life. Or, you can believe in the power of God that He's at work in your life, that He's changing you, that's why He gave you a wife, and believe in the power of God that she doesn't mean anything wrong. She's just using that opportunity for you to know God more. It's a spiritual world. And there is spiritual problem. And for you to overcome spiritual problem, you need to tap on the power of God. That's why pag nag-aaway kayo, you can overlook an offense. Why? Because you believe in the power of God that person, dati asawa mo, that person na tawag mo, okay, your husband or your wife, all right? God will reveal Himself to that person. Kung hindi niya makita na mali siya, okay lang yun because you believe in the power of God na kaya niyang baguhin yung asawa mo. If you have a problem financially, naniniwala ka na kahit konti yung pera mo, you're still gonna give. It's not gonna be an issue for you. Why? Because you believe in the power of God that as you sow, God will return it to you 100-fold. It's not an issue. Why? Because there's power at work. If you're having problems, relationally, you can just be confident that God will work in that person's heart. If you're facing problems of temptations left and right, it's not a struggle for you to say no or waiting for the right person. Why? Because you believe in the power of God. That one day, God will bring you forward to that person. And God will not shortchange you. Hindi ka lulugiin eh, Lord. You know, one of the biggest struggles that I had when I became a Christian, because, you know, I want to say no to temptation and everything. So the best way to say no is to avoid it at all costs. So eliminate all the necessary, you know, hint for me. So I decided I'm not gonna have a girlfriend until I'm ready to commit, until kaya ko na magbayad ng pang-date ko, kaya ko na kumayaan mag-rent ko, kaya ko na bumili ng sarili kong underwear, hindi na ako umihingi sa nanay ko ng pera ko. So I made that commitment. And ang isip ko, Lord, paano yan? Maganda ba ibibigay mo sa akin? You know what? Hindi ka lulugi ni Lord. God will not shortchange you. Because you believe in the power of God. Amen? Yung asawa ko nandyan lang, makikita niyo yan. Wala siya ngayon dito. Nandyan lang yan. Do you follow that? You just have to believe the power of God. Next. That's acknowledging God's personal involvement in your life. Believe that God has the power against all your battles. And C, that's ABC, right? Confess that God can give you the victory. That God will give you the victory. Because in Psalm 144, verse 9 to 10, it says here, I will sing a new song to you, O God, on the 10-string lyre. I will make music to you. And then verse 10, to the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servants, David, from the deadly sword. David confessed that it is God, his personal God, who will deliver him. You know why he has the confidence that God will deliver him? Because he came to God in attitude of humility. Why did I say that? Because he said there, he delivers his servants. God will deliver you no matter what because you are his son. But it's another thing when you humble yourself before God. Because you're acknowledging, Lord, hindi ko kaya to, kailangan kita! When was the last time you cried out like that? Or, Lord, alam mo na to ha, may nasabihin to. Pero alam mo na to, nababasa mo na may utak ko eh. Yes, nababasa ni Lord yan. But that's not relationship. That's transactional relationship. That's not personal relationship. Alam mo, transactional, may kailangan ako, babay. Personal, may relasyon. Sinasabi mo kung nasa puso mo, kahit alam na ni Lord yan, sabihin mo pa rin. Kasi yun yung relationship. When you confess that you are blessed, you are really blessed. Your lack or abundance of money will not dictate if you are blessed or not. Because you are already blessed in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Right? Sometimes we value our wealth or our abundance or our financial freedom based on the money that we have. Listen, you just have to determine how much money that you need and then be blessed. Because the Bible says, be rich, not get rich. Because the Bible says get rich, walang hangganan yung get rich. Because if you ask a billionaire, if you're rich, they will tell you, I'm not rich. Look at the billionaire, that's rich. Walang standard yun. That's why God is saying, be rich. Why? Walk in the confidence and the richness of God in your life. You know what's rich? You eat together as a family, dinner time, exchange stories, laugh at each other's joke, watch movie together. That is being rich. And I know a lot of people. I read from newspapers, personally encountered, they would give a lot of their money, most of their money, just to have that relationship with their families and friends. Because be rich, not to get rich, is what God wants for us. If you say, I am blessed, tithing is not an issue. Because you're blessed. If you're encountering marital problems, you can love and serve your husband and your wife. You know why? Because you believe God will finish this marriage to the very end. Because he who started will the one who finish it. If you confess that your children will be mighty in the land, they will be mighty in the land as you believe it. But it will start what will come out from your mouth. If you believe you're going to have a fulfilling marriage, it will start today as a single person living pure and holy before God. That is being blessed.